Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load with a bad throat. And as we kick off 2022, let's start it out with a reliable source. Let's go to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How you doing?
I'm a reliable source now. Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year.
You always were, Rob. That's
okay. In that case, I have to bring us some bad news from a reliable source.
Yeah.
I have best wishes to firearms instructor James Yeager. James announced on YouTube that he might have ALS, degenerative neurological disease. As far as we know, it's incurable. It may be treatable. He's seeing a number of specialists. He does already have some neurological symptoms. They can't define it yet to say, yep, that's ALS. Best wishes, James.
Yep. Rob and I are both alumni, whatever you want to call it, of tactical response. And
we've benefited from him. We've heard him. We miss him already because it's bothering him. He's slowing down. So frustrated. But as he says, hey, don't tell my grandkids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. That part, that's a given, but what is he, 50? He's a young fella.
I was going to guess 55, but okay, I'll spot you.
I don't know. I was putting an order in with Gene Higdon, and he seems to think he's 52. I don't know why I think he's 50.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
I don't know. I don't know, but it, in any event, it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing, and I hope they're wrong.
Wouldn't it be great? Well, and hopefully they'll find out, it's something, and they can do something about it, and yeah.
Although my first question was, why would he put that out? Nobody puts, I mean, James is not one for...
Doesn't need drama?
Nope. I mean, he's pretty blunt, and some people make what he says dramatic, but... No, he doesn't. He doesn't need. He's not looking to cause the drama anyway. But anyway. So that.
I saw we've got some news, but something just bowled me over. Democrats know that gun control is a lie. Now you and I might have suspected that, but they told us. Recent poll: 47% of all respondents. Said that gun control isn't making any difference in these smash and grab robberies we see in major Democrat controlled cities. No, I know they got strict gun laws, but no, that's not helping. Now, here's how it breaks down. About 54, a little more than half of Democrats said that it made no difference. 16% of Democrats said gun control made violent crime outbreaks worse. Now ask Republicans. It's almost flipped, as you'd imagine. 55% said, nope, it makes it worse. About 38% of Republicans said, well, we know the gun control laws aren't helping. They certainly don't make any difference in this. When you ask people with no party affiliation, 51%, gun control is not helping. Interesting.
Yep. It's amazing.
There have been a number of political pundits who've said the current Democrat Party represents the left wing of the party. And here's something where they're asking people who identify as Democrats, likely Democrat voters, do you think the Democrat Party position is helpful? And they're telling us no. So the Democrats are essentially running against themselves. With the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms should not be a partisan issue.
No, it shouldn't. And I mean, certain other players out there are finding this out. I mean, they're finding this out in Beverly Hills, where they've always backed that kind of stuff. Now they're having to go against that. I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see that start happening in Chicago, as because the nicer neighborhoods in Chicago are also sort of getting that effect nowadays.
Right. So. It was one of the nicer neighborhoods where the Democrat Senate Majority Leader in Illinois was carjacked along with her husband last week. He shot back. Oh, what happened to just be a good witness? To go back to L.A., that story that you mentioned, in Beverly Hills, there is a gun shop, there's only one. All right, it's Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
By appointment only. And they're booked. So if you're in a hurry, you have to leave Beverly Hills to get your guns.
Right.
Some sad news, and you know, the end of the year comes, we always do these. Democrat mayors delivered a record murder count in 16 of our major U.S. cities.
Well, they had a very unique set of circumstances. They've never defunded the police, had bail reform, decriminalized most of the crime, and made it okay to have riots in their cities before.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
So the sociologists I know are going, how do we tease that apart? How do we tell which was responsible to one degree? And I said, that's why you're a pro. I can't do that for you. That's over my head. 797 people paid with their lives in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago last year. Thousands more, not a single thousand, multiple thousands more were wounded. Philadelphia set an all-time record with 559 murders in 2021. Nearly 400 murders in Los Angeles. Criminal violence, that's a 15-year high. How to erase 15 years of progress in 1 year? 337 murders in Baltimore. That was only a few more than 2020. But sadly, it was the seventh year in a row with over 300 murders. About 7 years ago was when they started a big gun control and assault weapons push that disarmed a lot of civilians in Maryland and Baltimore in particular. Muriel Bowser's Washington, D.C., another 15-year high, 226 murders, 158 in Atlanta, 134 in Oakland. San Francisco is actually a fairly small city. It doesn't have suburbs. It's confined by the landmass itself. 55 people killed, up 20%. You and I notice a pattern, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's so bad now they're recalling the DAs, and I'm sure there's going to be some other stuff that happens, but we'll have to see how it goes. It really would be interesting to see how they vote the next time you get a chance to vote.
Yes, indeed. And that, of course, will tell us everything, won't it? How
it will.
Are you willing to vote other than the way you've always voted before? Do you want change, or are you going to vote for more of the same? So hard for me to understand.
Indeed, it is. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. You get to see those each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Thank you, Bill, for having me on. It's great to be with you again this year.
Indeed. The only thing's bugging me is that the weather keeps changing and my throat dries out. That irritates me to no end. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking with Rob Morse, a writer and podcaster. How's the podcast go in 2021? How did self-defense gun stores go? Did it grow? Had to have.
Yes, I had 147,000 downloads, which to me sounds like a big number, but I need more than that if I want to get some advertisers.
Well, I mean, the thing about this, though, is that, you know, you're coming off the Polite Society where you're part of an ensemble cast and you
right.
broke out and did this, and it's relatively new. I mean, it takes a little bit of time, doesn't it?
I've been out there 5-6 years, Bill. Isn't that hard to imagine we've been doing this that long?
Has it been that long?
Right.
Yep. I don't have any calendars. That's my problem. I'm looking at a blank wall. I'm going to have to. It looks like I'm going to be moving here in the next couple of months. So the first thing going up is a calendar.
Oh, wow.
So I can keep from inserting foot in mouth.
Okay. But I appreciate it. I have a great time doing it. The people you have on, I think, are people you find interesting. I know I find you that way. And it makes it so enjoyable for me to listen to and to participate. I learn so much. I hope that comes across to our listeners as well.
Well, I hope so. Well, I mean, you know. I'm not going to go out there and go, and if they don't, who cares? Because that's not the way I feel about it. But, I mean, you know, I've gotten nothing but compliments on the times I've had you on the show. I mean, there's lots of people. I think there's some people that only listen to me because you come on the show. So,
what have you heard, you know, from WORD when you sub there? And it happens a lot over the holidays. Do some of your listeners follow you? I mean, I hear you cover these topics frequently.
Well, I mean, they carry my show as an affiliate. They carry it on Sunday night. So they're aware of what I do on the regular basis. So, yeah, I have had a little bit of bleed over into that. But the WORD audience, for it to be one single radio show, the thing I find interesting about it is how big it is, because they have this text line. And I see all kinds of area codes popping up there. I don't even know where they're all from. But it's a good signal, but it's not like a blowtorch signal. It's a very good signal.
Right.
They are number one in their region. So, but having said all that, I do that primarily just to help oil up the chops and deal with different systems and everything else.
Sure, keeps you flexible, and you, the repertoire that you have with El Presidente is such a stitch. You can play that so well. Okay, this one isn't funny. When I was talking about cities that had horrible record, not very good crime sprees with lots of innocent people dying, Seattle wasn't on the list. They had a bad year, but it wasn't a record. The bad news is 2020 was so bad, 2021 looked slightly better. All right, good, except two anti-gun Democrats, endorsed by Every Town and Moms Demand Action, have been active in the Washington legislature. They say, you know, there are enhanced penalties if you shoot at someone from a moving car because you're just being so darn careless. You're recklessly endangering so many people. And they said, oh, no, that's racist. Because the people that do that and then get charged don't look white as much as everybody else. So we have to take that law away. And I'm going, wow. Wow.
They're never going to solve that. Listen, here's the deal. It's not about Black America. What's happening in these areas is based upon Democratic policy.
Yes.
And what they did to the Black family.
Right.
Starting in the late 60s, early 70s and everything. I mean, in the early 60s, before they started all this civil rights stuff and everything, when it started the Great Society and all these other things, the incidence of married Black families versus married white families.
Right. Yeah.
And then they completely destroyed that. They ripped that asunder. So, I mean, they're having the same problem in California, too, where they run up on somebody like, all right, here's a bunch of smash and grabbers. Oh, my gosh, they're Black. Okay, well, they're committing a crime, okay? justice is colorblind. I know policy isn't, but justice is. So what are you going to do?
I think it was in San Francisco. The Rolls-Royce dealership was broken into in the middle of the day, not to steal cars, to steal accessories like jewelry, handbags that were logoed.
Yeah.
And the guys, the owner said, they know. They know that if they're caught, they'll be out the next day. Well, okay, are you going to then donate some money to get that Chase Bodine, the horrible district attorney in San Francisco, out so that someone will come in and prosecute crime? I mean, it's tragic. Go ahead.
He's up for recall. We'll see.
We'll see. There was a study. I look at these gun control laws as a promise. Everyone's a promise I can turn around and verify. I'm not the only one. There's a study that came out of Massachusetts that says, wow, we have a lot of gun control laws, but they don't really have any consistent effect on our rates of crime. Whoa, wait a minute. If I say that, I'm a right-wing gun nut. No, these are a bunch of academics. Sorry, fellas, when we go do it, we see that robberies increased. Now, are there variations year to year? Of course there are. What people have then tried to do is conflate, oh, yeah, but last year people bought more guns. Well, which came first? We've been buying guns for the last two decades. Crime has been falling. Last year you messed with a bunch of laws, and then it jumped. So it's interesting that academics can find the truth once in a while.
I guess what's going to have to happen is it's going to happen to them, and I think that will clear their vision. But we're coming up on the next break, so if you would be so kind as to tell people how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, a little snack food of a podcast, about 20 minutes once a week. I co-host the Ensemble Cast at the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column. And once a week, Bill, I and the ninjas get to talk. Thank you.
That's right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA now making some COVID-related changes. The agency now shortening the time needed between getting two doses of a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine and an additional booster shot from 6 months to at least 5 months. Also, certain immunocompromised kids can now get a third Pfizer vaccine dose. The White House is announcing it will invest $1 billion in an effort to boost competition in the meat processing industry. The Biden administration is planning to allocate the funds from the American Rescue Plan to independent meat and poultry producers as part of the effort to lower prices for U.S. consumers. Biden on Monday meeting virtually with family and independent farmers and ranchers to talk about the plan to create a more competitive, fair, resilient meat and poultry sector. You're listening to USA Radio News. The president's top health advisor is speaking out about children hospitalization rates due to COVID.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
That if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. And what we mean by that, if a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, been talking about. Did you hear that? Were you listening to the news in the break there, Rob?
Some of it.
Did you hear where Fauci got out there and finally admitted what everybody's known since about, I don't know, April 2020?
Yes. Yeah.
And I wonder what that'll do.
I
wonder what kind of a difference that's going to make. I wonder if they'll start recounting dead people now.
Well,
I don't think 30,000 people have died from COVID.
Right.
I think they've died with COVID, but not from COVID.
Yes, exactly. And someone said that we're living in an era of fear. We have a bunch of people who have confused reality with a media-fed reality, a politically manipulated media reality, and they've lost their minds a little bit. It's a contagion, they called it. And I have to say, yeah, they're right. Phil, we talked about that academic article out of Massachusetts.
Yes.
And where they go, you know, we're surprised that gun control doesn't work. Well, I study armed defense. You know, I write about it every week, many times every week, both the details of how you and I do it, and also I look at the numbers, and somebody asked me to simplify it. I think I finally have a way to present it. Can I try it on you and the ninjas?
Certainly.
Okay. These numbers are simplified. We have about one fatal firearms accident a day. That's tragedy. We wish we could make that better. We have about 3,500 self-defense examples for each firearms accident. Suppose you want to put up liability insurance so that we make ourselves safer. Huh. Well, how much safer could we possibly make ourselves? If we eliminated every accidental gun death, now remember, we're not going to get to perfection. Okay, but as we did that, would we decrease the number of times we protected ourselves every day? If we drop it from 3,500 to 35,499, it's a wash. Out of those 3,000 times we used a gun for self-defense, you told a single mom that she has to lock up her guns a certain way, and in some states, you can't even have ammunition with the gun while she obeys the law and becomes a victim in a robbery. Instead of being one of the defenders, she's now a victim. We do such a good job at looking at our own situation. We know that we've got a roommate who's not quite right. We're not sure what's wrong, but it's not safe to have a gun in the house. I've seen people, and Bill, I bet you've known them as well. They have a child. They go, wow, I really have to protect my family. They get a gun. Similar situation. I've seen brand new families say, the stress is too high. We've got so many visitors in the house. We're selling our guns. This may change later, but for right now, we make it fit our situation. And any gun control law is trying to force us into a mold that may not fit. And if they make it worse by just a few parts per thousand, when grandma would have grabbed her gun, but now it's locked up, it makes things worse, not better. I never thought of it that way before.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to think about it. I mean, the other question is the method by which they would want to decrease accidental deaths.
Sure. It turns out when you look at those numbers, there's the straight up tragedy, the one that makes the papers. You know, somebody left a gun out. Some kid got it. The kid pulled the trigger. By the way, if you're a new gun owner and you say, my children aren't strong enough to pull the trigger, yes, they are. Infants are strong enough to pull the trigger. Don't do that. It's dangerous. We know better. But what they don't tell you about is the guy who can't have a gun safe because he's got a criminal record.
Right.
He can't. That's self-incriminating. Those are the guys, oh, the gun was in the couch cushions. Oh, the gun was under the pillow. The gun was up on the shelf. The gun was under the steps. Or you meet the guys who are addicts, who are so impaired, they do bad things. Now, what you and I would like to see is, okay, you paid for your crime. You're no longer a danger to society. You get all your rights back, including the right to bear arms, and please stop putting them under the steps. Yeah, but we're not in a perfect world yet.
No, but I mean, the gun control version of a perfect world, and I mean, I know people get upset when I say this, and I don't care. See, I am a modern-day pacifist.
Huh.
Okay? Now, to be a pacifist, I have to have the capability to make a choice.
Gotcha.
So I can make a choice. Like the other day, I got out of my car, and my door tapped one of those vinyl-covered rear-view mirrors where, you know, they put that covering on there because they're hitting bugs and all this other stuff.
Sure.
And at high speeds. So I didn't hurt the car. Now, I had a gun on me, and I said I was sorry to the lady sitting in the car. But she acted like I had attacked her. So I, you know, closed my door, and I just looked at her, and I said, I was sorry. And I walked away. But as I walked away, her husband was walking up, and I didn't say anything to him because the situation was already hotter than it should have been in the first place, and it right. wasn't hot at all. So I went in the store. They stayed around for quite some time, and I was like thinking, oh my God, am I going to get in a confrontation with somebody older than me because his wife was afraid of somebody tapping their rearview mirror. And thankfully, they drove away. But in a self-defense situation, because that's what it would have turned, if it had turned into anything, I wasn't going to engage the guy and get into a fist fight with him.
Right.
And I wasn't going to push him in that general direction. But if he decided to turn on the heat, then things would change, and that would be, you know, things would be out of my hands at that point.
Well, but
because I tried to walk away.
You probably would have, you know, if you were staying in the store, you go, I wonder how long I have to stay here and let my ice cream melt before this guy will leave.
That did occur to me. So anyway, a pacifist, but a pacifist is somebody that can chooses either to destroy or to not.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, most people carry guns. They may not know it. They wouldn't call themselves that, but, you know, we're like the modern day Kwai Chang Kain. From
right.
Kung Fu, you know, we're out there blowing, you know, playing a song on our flute and, you know, telling soft things about grasshoppers and everything else. But, you know, hey, please don't back me into a corner. Yeah, we have a choice.
We have a choice.
Not having a choice doesn't make us noble.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's amazing that so many people would now like to have a choice. Good.
It is. It is.
I want them to.
Very much so is. One more time, if you would, tell everybody how to find you.
Okay, Grasshopper. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's each once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. About 1,800 articles await you there. From there, the writing's picked up. It goes to Ammoland, where I get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column. Once a week, Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rob Morse. We have been speaking with him, kicking off 2022 in the right fashion. So where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go back to Illinois. Do you remember they've had such a brouhaha about their FOID card? There were judges who said the firearms owner identification card that's required before you can buy ammunition, before you can touch a gun in a gun store, before you can go rent a gun. Well, yeah, that's the one. They said that was unconstitutional. Oh, another court said, oh, yes, it is. We can require it. Then somebody said, do you know in the law it says this can only cost $10? And here you have it charged for $10 plus an ID fee and a fingerprint fee and a this fee and a that fee and a statute. The guy goes, there's no way I can get this for $10. There's no combination of things I could possibly do where you'd say, here, state, here's $10, give me my FOID card. You've got to be breaking the law. And the judge looked at it and said, wow, yeah, the Illinois State Police are breaking the law. They owe refunds to everybody since 2015. And they owe lawyers' fees if you have to sue them to get it. Interesting. Do you think that gun owners, if they refused to accept the class action settlement and each one hired a lawyer, by the way, the legal fees can be up to $100,000 in each case, the judge says, can't go above that. You think they'd get the state's attention? You think they'd get the bondholders' attention?
Probably the bondholders before they get the state. The problem is that, I mean, they got some of the craziest ideas I've ever heard. Kim Fox, their DA,
right,
the other day, refused to prosecute any gangbangers that were in a two-way shootout because they were involved in mutual combat. It wasn't one victimizing the other. Yeah.
Thank you. It makes no. Well, I think Kim Fox wants the system to collapse. She's a Soros. And on the other hand, I think the brown shirts are Soros' army. You know, she goes, no, I mean, I had to let gangbangers go. I had to let BLM go. Whoops.
We need to try to get, we should start a project like Project Veritas. We could probably call it Project Soritas. And we need to infiltrate his stuff, because I would love to understand. I'm sure he doesn't give money to these people sight unseen. There's got to be some sort of an interview process.
Right.
And I'd just like to see the interview process, because And the interesting thing is that I think this is causing the wrong effect. They wanted to see an increase in crime.
Yep.
Now, I don't remember which Josh it was, but one of the Joshes with either the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence or the Violence Prevention Center. One of them got out there and said the quiet part out loud. They said, we can't push the progressive agenda and get it pushed through unless we disarm America.
Right.
They haven't been getting anywhere. They haven't been getting anywhere the old-fashioned way, which is, you know, to demonize guns every time somebody gets shot by some guy that was known by the FBI and was interviewed 26 different times by the cops and still walked around with a gun and didn't get arrested or nothing and then became a rampage shooter. So that's not working. So now they've decided to have a little, you know, just an increase in crime, sort of a crime rate Cloward and Piven, where it over you know, right, overwhelms the system.
Yeah.
And well, now instead of that being the case, now they got 12 million new gun owners to contend with, because it went the wrong way. Because they tried to get rid of it.
No, exactly right. And we watched it happen. Brandon. Oh, I'm sorry. President Biden.
Asterisk.
Okay. Mentioned gun control like 158 times last year, and yet there's no they're not prosecuting. The number of federal prosecutions for federal firearms violations is going down. We're not prosecuting criminals. It's crazy town. So, and by the way, out of violent crimes, John Lott did the numbers, 8% are committed with a firearm. So you're telling me we're going to reduce crime by ignoring 92% of it. This is not working for me.
No.
And it's not working for the rest of us either.
No. I mean, the other interesting thing, though, while violent crime like homicide went up and assault went up, rape and armed robbery went down.
I think some of the victims were carrying.
Well, I think some of the victims were carrying, but I think that's I don't know. I don't know what to make of that, except that, you know, we had a lot more organized sort of Antifa and BLM crime going on than we have ever. So,
yeah,
don't know what to make of it.
I want to back up to Illinois, where we left before the break. I do not understand this. I can only speculate. Illinois said, the state police said, we're not going to post the expiration date on your firearm owner's ID card any longer. Well, and I'm going, yeah, keep laughing because I can't figure this out, Bill. Is this so that they can say, gotcha, you forgot to renew, turn all your guns in, you criminal, you? Really?
Well, I was going to ask if that meant it didn't have an expiration date. I mean, isn't that where they're getting out there basically saying, we're going to commit entrapment, and here, you got to sign for this card so we can entrap you.
Could be.
Only us that have the lucky astrology infrared wand can see
ring.
We can figure out your expiration date. So, by all means, leave and take it with you. And happy shopping. But sooner or later, we'll have you. And you know, keep thinking about Beverly Hills. Every time they come up with each little thing they try to do, I just keep thinking about Beverly Hills, because all of those Beverly Hills people, these are all leftists, and they're not conservatives. And now they backed Villanueva in L.A.
Yeah.
County.
Jeez.
And Villanueva got out there and said, you know, murder's gone up 30%, and if you could find a compelling reason to get a gun and carry one, I'd let you. But he just gave you the compelling reason.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think this is more a issue of culture, because I see it not just in L.A., but around the world. Canada, last May 2020, there was a new firearms requirements. You had to register, turn guns in. 160 people turned them in out of 105,000 outlawed firearms. 160 people turned Canadians turned them in. In Italy, finally, you know, there's lots of countries, Mexico being one of them. They say you can't own a firearm in a military caliber. And I'm going, huh? So for them, that meant you couldn't have it in 9mm Luger. They invented 9x21 instead of 9x19. So they bored the chamber a little deeper. And finally, the Italian parliament said, nah, this is stupid. Stop it. So, great. Italians can finally join the rest of us and carry 9mm. Hot damn.
Good deal.
Right. So, and after that, yeah, there's this foreign country called Beverly Hills. I think they're falling right in with the rest of the with the Canadians and the Italians.
The only thing that remains to be seen is, will they change their thinking?
Huh.
Because I don't think these the high-end leftists like the Senate leaders from Illinois, her husband, I don't
right.
think they're against. They understand the utility of guns. I just think they're against me and you having them. But before we run out of time, one more time, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast each once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Put something up there last week. 1,800 articles wait for you there. My writing's picked up at Amaland, where I write the Armed Citizen column. Bill, thank you so much. Hope your voice gets better. Who's coming up
Me
next?
Me too. You know who, Dan. Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.